back on the treadmill for Monday morning. It's David, Sue, and Kendra. How's everybody doing? Sunny for a little bit this morning. It's going to cloud up. It's going to be 40 degrees for the foreseeable future. All week long, it'll be 40 degrees. No snow, no rain, just kind of partly sunny.
That's all right.
I think in my house, I think we thought that the deliveries of Amazon would stop after Christmas, and all of the gifts that didn't show up on time for Christmas have been delivered. So now the stuff is just bonus stuff that we're buying, stuff that we didn't get on the Christmas list that we decided to buy anyway.
Yeah. Why don't you tell everybody, David, what you bought over the weekend?
Wow. Coming in a little hot there, Sue.
Coming in very hot.
No, because we each have, I think this is true confessions. Let's call this true confessions.
It's not.
And we each have to talk about what we bought because all three of us ended up being guilty of making major purchases over the weekend.
David, that was so funny. I was like, wow, she went right for it.
I mentioned this off the air several times that I thought I was going to get an acoustic guitar for Christmas, and I did not get an acoustic guitar for Christmas. And so I bought an acoustic guitar for myself, one I'd been looking at over the weekend. It wasn't thousands, it was fine. And I brought it home, and my wife was like, what was that? What is that? And I said, I thought I was going to get it for Christmas. That shut it right down. So I bought myself a new guitar. What did you buy? Did you buy something over the weekend? Did you spend money on something?
I did. I told you, we were talking about this last week that I hate everything now in my house. Every January, once I take the Christmas decorations down, it's like I'm like, I hate everything. So I bought a bar cart for my den. I bought an area rug. And I bought, what was the other thing I bought? Oh, and I bought a wall decoration thing to change up some of the wall decor. Yeah.
Off the air, we'll compare numbers. But yeah, Kendra, what did you get over the weekend?
Well, we got a wine fridge, but we're going to use it for backup drinks as well. And we got a big lounge chair to go in the backyard for the pool for the summer. Like one of the big seats that matches. You could put a big giant cushion. You could fit like three people on it. And then we're looking to pick up a fire pit later this week.
So it's like, we're all spending like drunken sailors here.
This is ridiculous.
Is there any, because my wife did say like, we need to knock it off. The Christmas bills are, if they haven't come already, they're coming. I mean, you can go online if you use a credit card and see what you spent on Christmas and stuff. But at some point it's going to be like, oh, what did we do?
Right. No, totally. And my husband wasn't around this weekend. So I was kind of like a kid with the substitute teacher, like, oh, I can do whatever I want.
Nobody there to check you on it?
Yes. Yeah. And normally, I mean, he doesn't really control my spending, but like normally if he were around, I'd be like, hey, do you think we should order this new rug or whatever? But because he wasn't around, I was just like, delete. I was just like, add to cart. And then all of a sudden I was like, oops.
It's funny. My thing that I got and your things, Sue, that you got, seem like they were just, I'm going to go out and get them. Where Kendra, it sounds like, you guys kind of worked on this together a little bit. You enabled each other do the spending. It wasn't like you had to sneak it home or anything like that.
No, I think he might be crossing over to the dark side. Yeah. He was with me on it. He redrove in the truck and picked things up and did the measurements. I looked at him, I was like,
that's a dangerous game, though, because at least Sue and I have somebody to keep us honest or try to check us on some of this stuff, where you guys are both like, yeah, let's get it.
I say that all the time, David, because I feel like with our marriages, we're both like, we have one person who's a little freer with the spending and one who's a little more frugal. Mm-hmm. And with Kendra,
I know.
They both can just go right off the deep end.
Yeah. So it'll be good stuff. And you know what? When you guys can come over and enjoy the pool, you'll love that big giant chair with the big cushion that we got and the fire pit.
Yeah. Oh, no, you'll have a whole set by the time we're able to come over. You guys will say, hey, we bought the whole set, six of them.
Charmin.